This is Wendy England's entry.
I'm going to read an extract from Dave Pigeon by Swapna Haddo. "Follow me," I said, shuffling closer. The human lady spotted us. "Good morning." We didn't say anything back because we couldn't speak human. "Would you like some croissant?" she said. Of course we would. She read our minds and tore off a piece of golden brown flaky pastry, throwing it towards us. The sweet crumbs tumbled to our feet, and we gobbled up as much as we could, filling our aching bellies. We inched closer to the basket, hoping to pinch a pastry or two for supper later. "You two must be hungry," the human lady said, throwing us broken bits of bread. Dave cooed and hopped even closer to the basket. "Come on," he said, nodding at me. I caught a whiff of something awful. "What's that?" "What?" "That smell." "Sorry," said Dave, fanning his bottom. "I think it's that biryani from the bin I had last night." "Not that smell." The stink got stronger and stronger, burning my nostrils and stinging my eyes. "Stop!" the human lady shouted. "Stop!" A flash of ginger and white shot out from behind the basket. Sharp needles scratched my feathers. The fiery stench of grass and whey meant only one thing. Cat! Claws stung my back. I ran fast, took off and flapped for my life. Down below, I could see shiny strands of spit stretched across sharp fangs as the orange ball of fur leapt after me, hungry for a bite. "Stop!" the human lady grabbed her pet. "Don't be such a mean cat." She shoved the yowling beast down inside her basket. Her eyes wide with shock, the human lady crawled across the grass and bent over the crumbs she'd thrown to us. I flew closer. There was Dave. My best friend was hurt. He was hurt bad. Full of croissant, he'd been too heavy to escape. His left wing drooped, all twisted and ripped. The human lady gently lifted the limp feathers with her finger. "Don't worry, Pigeon. I'll fix you up," she said. The cat hissed from inside her wicker cage. "You mean cat," the human lady called back. "That wasn't very nice at all." She stroked my friend's broken feathers. "I'll look after you." The human lady rummaged through her bag and pulled out a pile of napkins. She carefully wrapped my friend in sheets of tissue. When she'd finished, he looked like a roll of toilet paper with a beak poking out at one end and 2 feet at the other. I didn't tell him, but I heard Mean Cat laugh. "We need to get out of here," I said, whispered to Dave. "No," he said back. "We can't stay here. Mean Cat will have us for lunch." My friend turned towards me, wincing in pain. His beady eyes narrowed and his nostrils flared. "That cat will regret the day she broke my wing." "What are you going to do? Take her cat food?" "Yuck," said Dave, screwing up his beak. "What would I do with disgusting cat food?" He shook off the repulsive thought. "No. We're going to teach that cat she can't mess with pigeons." "I think I might be the bravest pigeon I've ever known. In fact, I know I am the bravest pigeon I've ever known." "Yes, Dave, he's probably right. He doesn't know that many pigeons. The end.
Wendy England was reading Dave Pigeon by Swapna Haddow.